This recording is for the board meeting of the Emory County School District Board of Education held on Wednesday, July 16th, 2008 at the school district office starting at 7 p.m.
Motion?
We'll bring you up to speed on that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. I'm going to turn item 5 to Jed. We have our SHARP survey, drug and alcohol, tobacco survey that's done every 2 years that will be done next February or March.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we
right in there.
You have a copy of the survey in there, but it's the same survey that we do every 2 years for the health department, state office of education, but it does need board approval to do it, so
yeah.
I'd recommend that.
I'd like to get this out so that we can, but it needs to be have parent permission.
Peggy does most of the legwork on that.
So we send out letters the first 2 years of that in there.
I move that we, let's see, approve the
survey. SHARP survey.
Giving out of the SHARP survey. However you'd like to put that in the verbiage for me.
I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye. And we receive a copy of that too when it's finished, right?
They give us the results.
The results, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good. For our district and the state, right?
Yeah.
It used to be that we lived with the Four Corners area, and it was kind of hard to find out what was really going on, so now we just do one for our own district.
Okay.
Share that with Four Corners and work together on developing a plan of action.
It's one of the reasons we have our tobacco grant is because on these particular surveys, we actually come out as one of the highest tobacco-using counties in the state. And so we're targeted for that tobacco grant.
Huh.
Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe, I know, but it comes out on the surveys. Okay, item number 6, the Castle Valley pageant, the use of buses. You know that we did get the letter from risk management about the rental of buses. We did talk with risk management earlier about commitments that we had already made, and we felt like that we had a commitment for this year with the county and the pageant. And so what we're recommending is that the board approve, I think you got a letter from the pageant committee, that the board approve the use of the buses this year with an understanding that 2 years from now we'll not be able to rent the buses unless we receive some further clarification from risk management that really indicates that we can do it and be covered. So unless we can be covered under risk insurance beyond this year, then there needs to be an understanding, on at least on their part, that this will be the last time we'll be able to rent buses. And then we'll hold our breath.
Mm-hmm.
I honestly believe that risk management will cover us regardless, because they are insurance carriers, but we need to make sure that after our commitments, and I think this is probably the last commitment that we have for the use of buses. So mm-hmm. I'm recommending the board approve the use for the pageant.
And the pageant won't be held again until 2010, is that right?
Every 2 years,
okay.
Yeah.
I'll make the motion that we approve the use of the buses under the conditions that the superintendent outlined.
I'll second that motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
And we don't have a business administrator's report.
No,
we have a
meeting.
He gave me
We need to excuse Jared. He had a doctor's appointment and then meetings tomorrow, so he... What did he want them
to... He wants them to sign that in the minute.
Okay. Oh.
And then
all the downloads, yeah. I'll hand this out to them here.
Mm-hmm. I think we all have.
They
that.
Have these.
We do. I must have different.
Yeah,
ones.
They
must
have
different. We have the same.
They do need to sign. They do need to sign the warrants and they need to sign the stuff here. So. And I have no other report besides what the business items that were on the agenda.
Teacher openings. Hopefully one will be filled Friday, and then we still have one in Greenville.
Yeah, we have an elementary position in Fair, and we're interviewing for Friday, and we still have the family and consumer science in Greenville that we haven't filled.
Okay.
And we still have some kindergarten educational assistants and some library educational assistants that we haven't interviewed for. So.
We have for a half day in Cleveland, too, kindergarten.
Yeah.
I don't want to keep.
Okay.
Sorry. And we'll be interviewing for assistant principal at Emory High.
On the
30th.
Just be open for a week and we'll interview on the 30th. Or
mm-hmm.
they will. I'm out of it now.
For
now.
Jimmy Jones.
Oh, that's right.
You know, if you don't have anything else, just while we're signing, I wondered, you in your handout had sent us something about this English learning.
Family Literacy Center?
Yeah. You know, several of the teachers have said how valuable the Guerrilla Spanish was that we did several years ago. Is there a possibility that that could be done again under different...
Yeah, and we could do that without this. That's, I don't think that would be a problem if we can find instructors. We have enough staff development funds. The problem with the Family Literacy Centers are that the legislature appropriated this money and only gave you 3 weeks to develop a plan, and a Family Literacy Center is really a complicated thing. It basically is setting up a center with a director, and you provide computers, you provide software for kids to develop literacy skills who are Hispanic, and all the reading material that you can get that goes with it, and the amount of money won't cover that we have, and we don't have time to develop it. And so I think we're in a position right now where we're going to say this year we just can't do it.
Right.
We don't have the resources to do it, and we don't have the people to do it. What we haven't got answered is, if we don't do it this year, will that funding be available to us next year? And we're still working on getting an answer for that.
I just didn't know if that Guerrilla Spanish
would follow me
or that.
We had actually written out a plan to expand what we're doing already with the educational assistance that we have, and doing one evening a week for that person to be available to meet with parents and to talk with them about school activities to try to help parents with literacy and homework. But then as we studied the plan, that's not what they're looking for. They're actually looking for a center where parents and students can come for help, for tutoring and for...
And you've got 3 weeks?
We have until August 8th to have a plan written and into the state for the funding.
Okay.
So we're just, at this point, thinking that we're going to wait.
Okay.
I thought we had something. Jed and I, when we were at rural school, spent some time brainstorming, and we actually wrote out a plan, but then as we looked at what the intent was, it doesn't match it. All we're doing... he's using that funding to expand our ELL programs that we have, and it isn't really a literacy center. And so, now that could change between now and August 8th if we get different information that we can do what that's assuming we can find, in Green River particularly, a 15-hour person who speaks English and Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
We've been trying for 3 years to find somebody to work, and we can't find him. We found somebody and they wouldn't show up to work, so...
You haven't got that kind of people in Green River, have you?
Okay.
So that's where we're at with that. If we do get a different word, we'll probably submit a plan and then come back for your approval later. But right now, I don't know that we'll even submit one.
Hey, do you have any suggestions?
Yeah. I've been online looking at different family literacy centers across the country. Toyota Corporation has a Hispanic family literacy center, but it would take 2 years just to plan and get it set up.
Mm-hmm.
And this is another typical thing the legislature did this year with all of these plans that had to be written within a month or two, and then you can't do it. Everybody's scrambling, and what you end up with is something that is not well thought out, not research-based, and it just... is a desperate attempt to get some money.
Mm-hmm.
And yet you hate to turn down money, particularly for our Hispanic population. But
mm-hmm.
Hopefully we'll be able to get in on it next year. Well, that's all I have.
Okay. Are there any comments? Everything?
I moved that we adjourned.
I want you to know that 17 minutes is a record.
It is.
Wow. I'll second that. We'll have to acknowledge that Jared wasn't here, so it was a short
that was it.
So you invited
I did. All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Yep, 17 minutes. There we go.
Very good.
How about that?
You're going to get home before dark, Roy.
They decided to wait and appoint an interim and study it for a while. They actually decided to keep me for a couple more years.
2 more years at least? Don and I got some names to submit tonight.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, dear. Well, John should have got here all the time.
I know that.
should have been here earlier. So I get that rain back tonight.
From the rain?
Oh, we didn't have any rain.
We didn't have any rain, but when I got over this way, there was rain.
It sounds like you might be running down your way.
Good. I hope so. It rains. How long? Between here and twice, it rains.
Oh,
how's the watermelon?